Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're asking you the question, and I'm going to ask our next guest the same question. What is the one thing, not a list, because there is a list, of course there's a list, of things that we have learned in 500 days, but what is the one thing that stands out most for you? Olivier Rafovich is a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Forces. He's a former foreign media spokesperson, military expert for I-24 News. Olivier, Shavua Tov, good morning. How are you?
Shavua Tov, Award. Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
So I'm asking our listeners, it's 500 days. What is the one thing that they have learned? I mean, we've all learned many things in 500 days. But if I have to ask you, what stands out as the number one lesson learned or feature of the 500 days since this war began?
You see, when you say 500 days, 500,
yes,
it's almost unbelievable.
It is.
But it is the reality that we are facing in Israel since the 7th of October. What we learn, it's not only one thing. I think it's several things. First of all is the fact that we have been surprised by this attack, and we'll never be surprised again. I mean that we learned that we cannot stand and to be sure that nothing bad could happen. Something happened, and we have to learn that we have to be ready for a thing that we don't believe they can happen, but they can happen in the Middle East. Number two, the fact that we have still 73 hostages now in the tunnels of Hamas means that humanity and the life is a priority for Israel now.
Right.
We have to deal with that, and we have to deal with that as soon as possible.
The subject that I wanted to talk to you about, this leads into that, is how Israel reconciles releasing the prisoners, many criminals, terrorists, 36 of them serving life sentences in Israeli prisons, knowing that there is a high chance that they are going to go back to terror and not be reformed and live a peaceful life. How does Israel manage and reconcile that?
It is not a point of reconciliation. It's a point that we must release the hostages, the dead and the alive ones, all of them, as fast as possible, as I just said. And the price is a price, but for now, the priority is about the release. When they are back home, then we will deal with all this issue, which is, of course, a very sensitive one. But first of all, and before anything else, we have to do everything to release them back and to make them back home.
Is there a way that Israel tracks the prisoners that have been released, you know, in terms of keeping an eye on them to make sure that they do stay on the right side of the law?
2 weeks ago, there was a military IDF and a Shin Bet operation in the Jenin area, and we eliminated terrorists. Among them, two have been released in the first phase in November 2023. I mean that, of course, we know that many of them will get back to the circle of violence, and in this effect, we will deal with them. Concerning the way to track them, of course, we will do everything in order to keep an eye on them. But again, right now, the priority is for releasing, and we must be confident concerning our Shin Bet and intelligence about these released terrorists.
How does Israel rebuild the trust of the people of the country, knowing obviously that October 7th was a failure from an intelligence perspective?
It was a failure, but you know, in Israel, the army is a people, and the people of Israel is the army. So we are so connected together.
Right.
That we have to make a kind of a self-critic in order to understand that many mistakes have been done, but we have also, every one of us has to learn about what happened. But we cannot say that we cannot trust anymore, because we have only one state and we have only one army, and one army is here to protect the state of Israel and the people. So we have to reinforce this trust. We have to, I wouldn't say rebuild the trust,
right,
but we have to make our army and our intelligence and our security agencies better, stronger. But the trust, as a trust, has never failed. What happened, it's a tragedy. But we are back, and we are very resilient, and we continue because we have no other alternative. You know, in the Middle East, the only democracy is Israel. The strongest army is the Israeli army. Sometimes mistakes can happen,
right?
But we have to get back to tracks.
Right, right. And of course, that is that there isn't an option. And I think, as you've said, about the fact that there is only one country, and the fact is that the alternative just simply doesn't exist. So therefore, whether have been mistakes made or not, the only question is how to learn from them so that they don't happen again.
Exactly. And right now we are waiting, like everybody, the conclusions of the investigations. They will be given to the political level. Then we are talking, as you know, about a full investigation at the government and the military level. It is a political decision. But since till then, we are hearing day after day new testimonies, new facts from the 7th of October. And again, I repeat, we will get out stronger than ever from this 7th of October, from this war. And just see around what happened to Hamas, to Hezbollah, to Syria, to Iran, to all the enemies. You know, we are here. They wanted to destroy us. It was the goal. It was the target. Nasrallah is not alive anymore. Ismail Haniyeh is not alive anymore. Yahya Sinwar is not alive anymore. The Iranians have been hit very strongly when we hit them back after two attacks in 2024 against Israel. And if you just have a look around us and in the Middle East, you know, you cannot just miss it. Those who wanted to destroy us have been hardly hit.
That is where we leave it. Olivier Rafovich, he's a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Forces, is a former foreign media spokesperson, military expert for I-24 News. It is 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.